This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Classified docs case. That's supposed to happen August 14th. I don't think they're going to make that date. And then it's about Hunter Biden who takes a plea. And boy, oh boy, there have been a lot of people all over Twitter who think it's unfair. Who are those peeps? What are they saying? And what's it all about? We're talking about it. Mixed in with your thoughts in the mailbag, plus the man cave, what's happening in the world of sports. And we're going to sort it all out, including the weather and the Texas grid, the electric grid. Thank goodness I don't live there anymore, because that is a hassle. I mean, I just have to worry about hurricanes and snakes and alligators, but not so much the electric grid. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope everything in your world is shaking in the right direction. Hunter Biden said just a couple of years ago that you would see after the investigation everything would be fine, he would be cleared of everything, but not so. The son of President Joe Biden is pleading guilty to two tax misdemeanors and struck a deal with federal prosecutors to resolve a felony gun charge. That's according to the filings in the court today. As part of the plea agreement, the Justice Department has agreed to recommend a sentence of probation for the two counts of failing to pay taxes in a timely manner. So what does that mean? 2017, 2018, he owed at least $100,000 in federal taxes for 2017 and $100,000 in 2018. He didn't pay what he was supposed to the IRS by the deadlines. Now, a judge will have the final say in any sentence. So he struck the deal, but the judge still has to sign off on that deal. The White House had just a quick statement saying the Bidens love their son. That's it. The president and first lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life. We will have no further comment. That was it. Boom. Trump criticized the former president, the Hunter Biden plea deal on Truth Social. That's where his Twitter sphere hangs. And said, wow, the corrupt Biden DOJ just cleared up hundreds of years of criminal liability by giving Hunter Biden a mere traffic ticket. Our system is broken. There were other reactions on the conservative front that were similar to Trump's. And then there were others that just ignored the questions that they were being asked about it. So, you know, listen, you had McCarthy saying the Hunter plea won't deter the investigation because they're saying we're not going to stop with that. So House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, when he was asked about it, said that the investigations into the alleged influence peddling schemes by Joe Biden, is what he said, and his family are not going to be deterred after Biden's son reached a plea deal with the Department of Justice on those tax-related charges I just told you about to avoid jail time on a gun offense. He said this does nothing to hamper our investigation. In fact, it should enhance our investigation because the DOJ should not be able to withhold any information now, saying that there's a pending investigation. They should be able to provide the House Oversight Committee, the chair, with any information that he requires. Now, the attorney for Hunter Biden said he considers the case against his client to be resolved. But the Delaware office of the U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who was the person who was appointed by the former president, Donald Trump, said the investigation is still ongoing. I think it never ends. We keep going around the same circle. And like I said, there were a lot of people who reacted to this you know, to the Hunter Biden deal, especially, of course, like I said, on the conservative side. You know, these days, there's nothing new. You keep a scorecard. It's teams. It's like pro sports. You're on this team or you're on that team. Or maybe you're undecided. And if you are, then we call that fresh meat for the year coming up when it comes to voting, because the independents are the group that both the Republicans and the Democrats want voting-wise. But this isn't about that. So here's what some of the reaction was. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, said it's no coincidence that less than a week after President Trump is arraigned, Hunter Biden is pleading guilty to a sweetheart deal with no jail time. The DOJ is going for the low-hanging fruit by charging Hunter with a gun felony and two tax misdemeanors after years of slow walking their investigation. For A.G. Garland to maintain his mantra that there is one standard of justice is pathetic if the DOJ thinks this dismisses the $5 million alleged bribery scheme or the years of reported Biden family corruption. They are mistaken about that. Here's what Congressman Byron Donalds, a Republican from Florida, had to say on Twitter. Like I said, when Democrats are investigated, everything is slow-walked. That's the term, hashtag slow-walk. And it ends with a slap on the wrist. Don't believe me? Just look at Hunter Biden. Three questions. When does evading millions in federal income tax get a slap on the wrist? Ask Wesley Snipes. Did Hunter Biden pay his fair share on those millions? And then number three, POTUS, where is your $5 million for Burisma? All right, one last one for you that I'll mix in here, and it's Andy Biggs. We've got a lot of people listening in Arizona. He is the congressman from Arizona, the Republican congressman. He said, don't let the Hunter Biden plea deal news today distract you from special counsel John Durham's testimony on the FBI's corruption today and tomorrow on Capitol Hill. The release of this plea deal this morning is part of a bigger deflection scheme overall. So it was really a day to go after Hunter Biden, or say you had no comment, mostly on the Democratic side, or say this is what the Department of Justice has done. He's taken the plea and then moved on from that. But the judge still has to make that decision, so we'll see what happens with the judge. Speaking of court cases, a federal judge in Florida has scheduled, like I said, the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump on charges of illegal retention of classified government documents to start on August 14th, or as soon thereafter as the case could be called. This is maybe not a surprise, but you got to have these pre-trial motions. That's going to be done by July 24th, and you think about the charges, you think about Jack Smith promising a speedy trial, but the complexities of dealing with highly classified evidence, I talked about this before. I mean, it's more than a treasure trove, mountain, whatever adjective you want to use, as far as the classified docs are concerned. I just cannot imagine they can meet that date. I mean, there's no guarantee the trial is going to start on the scheduled date. I'd be stunned if it did. Now, the judge's orders came after a U.S. judge on Monday ordered Trump's defense lawyers not to release evidence in the classified docs case to the media or to the public. Don't let them know. That's kind of where they're going with that. What's the latest on the sub that five people paid $250,000 to go under the deep waters and look at the Titanic, and they have not submerged. They have less than 30 hours of oxygen left. Yikes, more deets next.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Happened now with this search for this submersible, but crew searching for it heard banging sounds every 30 minutes on Tuesday. That's according to this internal government memo that was leaked out. But the missing Titanic sub has less than 30 hours of air left as this search is continuing. And as I said, listen, these people paid, you got to think about this, 1,500 people died on the Titanic over 111 years ago. And these people paid to go on this expedition where it says you could die. Like the first page of the memo says, it's not our responsibility, death. Death is like written on it like three times. How do I know this? Because there are people that did take these expeditions. They've done about a dozen of them. And they talked about, or someone talked about, one of them did, talked about, yeah, of course, I mean, you have to sign this waiver, and it says that. They're not thinking that's going to happen. So you got a Pakistani billionaire, father and son. You got a British billionaire explorer. You got a French diver and the company CEO. They're the five aboard this submersible. And you see the crew before the descent. I saw some video of that. And they were doing what is typically used in these expeditions that have been okay. But then there was a memo that surfaced that there was a warning in these, when they were testing everything, that there was a part of it that wasn't particularly safe. So that pressurized wise, it could cause some problems, and if there was some breakage, that would be disastrous. Basically, that's how it was explained to me. So you've got this recovery mission that's complex, Because if searchers, even with this banging, if they locate the submersible in the deep waters of this ocean, you know, where you're talking about way down to the depths, to recover that and onboard survivors is not going to be easy. Because there's very few things in the world that can go down that deep. That's why this submersible and paying all this money was so unique, because how do you get to the ocean floor at 12,000 plus feet? The depth of that. I mean, it's not like an elevator where, oh, let's press a button. Well, you're the Coast Guard. You have a big ship. No. Of course not. And you all know that. So this submersible is made of highly engineered carbon fiber and titanium, and it weighs 23,000 pounds. That's how it was working. That's how it was operating. That's how it was able to do what it was able to do. And so Ocean Gate, the company, said that they're taking every step possible to bring the five crew members back safely, and they're grateful for all of the assistance in that. Boy, you just think about it. It's been more than a century after this ship hit, the Titanic hit an iceberg and sank and killed 1,500 people. And this is like wealthy tourism. People want to take guided tours to Mount Everest. They want to go into space on the Blue Origin. And this was another one of those kind of thrill-seeking journeys that only someone very wealthy could afford to do. So here's what I learned about this whole approach of Ocean Gates. They're calling it experimental, because in 2018, the Manned Underwater Vehicles Committee of the Marine Technology Society, that's a mouthful, they actually sent a letter expressing concern over what they referred to as Ocean Gate's approach of how they're doing this, of the Titan and the planned expeditions to the site of the Titanic wreckage. And what it said was, our apprehension is that the current experimental approach adopted by OceanGate could result in negative outcomes from minor catastrophic that would have serious consequences for everyone in the industry, because other people trying to create things and make things happen around the Titanic or the depths of how far someone can go to explore whatever wreckage, let's say. Specifically, the letter expressed concern over the compliance with the maritime There's a maritime risk assessment certification known as a DNVGL. So the marketing that they put out there says it's going to meet or exceed that safety standard, but they're not following the rules, right? So they're saying they're breaching the rules on that. And can you imagine if these people don't come back from that? And who knows? If it doesn't resurface, if, you know, you're talking about these 30 hours that are just ticking away, hearing the banging is a good thing, but being able to get the people, find the people in time is a whole other story. It's a whole other story in trying to figure out how to make that happen. So we'll see. I mean, we don't even know when the banging was heard or for how long, just that there was banging. And so that absolutely made them think that's got to be them doing that. It has to be them doing it. And, you know, immediately, who did I think of? I thought of James Cameron and, you know, his fascination with the Titanic wreckage. And he's obviously a lover of deep sea exploration. Look at his movies, Avatar, Titanic, you know, the two Avatars. So he hasn't commented on the search for this Ocean Gate submersible with the five people on board, but he personally made 33 dives to the wreckage site. And he knows what that deep, deep sea exploration is like. And he said at one point, I remember this, that he wanted to dive the shipwreck because, not because he wanted to make the movie, but it was like the Mount Everest of shipwrecks. And as a diver, he wanted to do it right. When he learned that other guys had dived to the Titanic to make an IMAX movie, So how about that? So this whole thing is interesting, and we do have a fascination, excuse me, with the Titanic. And now it's about these people and whether or not going to these depths and being able to surface in that submersible. It's just one big giant question mark. And the more time ticks away, the less that it becomes plausible that they're going to make it, sadly. I mean, I hope so, but that's how it's looking. So fingers crossed, that's not what happens. All right. The Texas power grid. I loved living in Texas. I really did. And the people treated me like I was one of their own, and it was just a great time in my life. There's no question about it. And I was there at the tail end. I was there actually for the winter of the power grid being cut off and, you know, cutting off people in some areas, friends of mine, where I offered my house up to anyone who needed to crash somewhere because the power grid couldn't handle people pumping up the power to be warm. Now it's the opposite way because of the scorching temperatures, and the Texas power grid says they got to cut electricity use because of these scorching temperatures because they don't want it to collapse. So patience pays, I often say, but boy, you better have it if you're living in Texas. They are telling people to voluntarily do that because of the record demand when you're talking about 117 degrees. You know, and then you've got people like in Mississippi, in the Mississippi capital, some people were saying on Tuesday they didn't have power and air conditioning for almost 100 hours. And if you looked at that, that's longer than the outages caused by Hurricane Katrina all the way back in 2005. So then you look at Mississippi, the state's largest electric utility said its crews had worked for 16-hour shifts since Friday, but they just felt like we can't get this going. I mean, we're unprepared. We're trying to make it happen. And that sounds like Texas with the Electric Reliability Council and their struggles of what do we do? How do we do this since 2021, that ice storm that knocked out power to millions of customers for days and people died as a result of that. You know, look at in Oklahoma, same thing. The high temperatures, more than 100,000 customers waiting to get their power and air conditioning because of the weekend storms that downed the trees and snapped hundreds of utility poles, plus the hot temps on top of it. So real struggles in parts of the South where many of you are listening. Just hang in there. I realize it's got to be hard when you're dealing with nothing but 100 plus and you got nothing cooling you off as well. Coming up, your thoughts, including this from Chris, who says, Kate, why don't you become a game show host? What next?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good USA News Update.
I'm very proud of my son.
That's all President Biden had to say when asked about a plea deal his son Hunter has agreed to with federal prosecutors. Under the deal, Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax and gun charges. According to the agreement, the president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges involving about $1 million in unpaid taxes several years ago. Pennsylvania's governor has announced that traffic on Interstate 95 will resume this weekend after a section of the highway was closed due to a bridge collapse. Governor Josh Shapiro said paving may begin tomorrow. General Motors will officially reveal the all-electric Cadillac Escalade IQ in August in New York City. Last month, GM said it will exhibit the same level of craftsmanship, technology, and performance as its gas-powered counterpart. The electric Escalade will be built at GM's plant in Detroit. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all your emails. You too can send me your thoughts. You know, all you have to do is go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let it flow. So Chris, listening to us in New Orleans, says, like I was mentioning, Kate, why don't you become a game show host? The rest of that is, I think you'd be perfect. Maybe Wheel of Fortune or come up with your own. Wheel of Fortune, you know, there's like a lot of wild names that since Pat Sajak announced that this would be his last season coming up, there have been a lot of speculation as to who could fill that role. And one of them is, what's his name? How can I not think of his name now? Sherry Shepherd is one. Her name's come up. He's so popular. What is his name? Ryan Seacrest. That's it. Ryan Seacrest, who's a huge American media personality and has how many jobs can this guy have? But his name has come up because you think of how often they have to record them. It's not a ridiculous schedule. And just his personality of doing that, how it would work, and he's recognizable. It may be interesting to see what they do there. I know I'm veering off away from Chris's question a little bit. But it would be interesting to see if they do what Jeopardy did and try out different personalities, different people, and see what kind of sticks, other than just announcing, here's the host, right? Because that's a tough role to fill when you're following. You think of how popular that show is. So popular, they have it in all over, in countries all over the world with different hosts, of course. But the concept of it and what Merv Griffin started, and Merv Griffin handpicked Pat Sajak, and he just ended up being the right fit. And to have that kind of job security, that iconic personality, the recognizable man that he is, and Vanna White, that's hard to duplicate, especially if you just kind of pluck someone out of obscurity, so to speak. Like Ryan Seacrest wouldn't be that because he's appeared in so many things. He was part of the Kelly Ripa thing, Kelly and Ryan, for a handful of years. He's certainly the Dick Clark, the ball dropping. There's huge audiences for that. And everything that he's worked on has built up his name. So he would be somebody that would probably fill the bill. But it might not be the direction they go, and it's just a name that gets tossed around, and he may be interested in it because the taping schedule would not be too ridiculous. Anyway, I thought that was such a funny question, and I was just talking to Jeremy Paulson off the air, and I was telling him, you know, I used to do trivia, and we, of course, have our nail the score when we get into the football season, but I used to do, in a sports show I did that was a three-hour show in Dallas, Texas, I used to do a sports Jeopardy thing, and even people who didn't like sports would listen because they liked the whole idea of hearing what was being said and people guessing, and there is something to the whole game show thing. And I think game shows, especially in the summertime, are huge, and I think game shows, if they're done right, and then the iconic ones are definitely still, they still have legs, even in the streaming era. All right, this one is from Tom, who says, Hunter Biden, please. Did we not think he was going to get some sort of a pass or some kind of a deal or what was going to happen? I do agree that I'm just sick of spending taxpayer money down the rabbit hole of let's investigate for years and years and years and years. But he's not going to do any prison time. He does the tax evasion thing. He's going to pay that, and he's going to get the plea deal. And, you know, that's what was probably expected to happen here in the end. And so we move on. I'm almost sick of hearing him be brought up every other day. Listen, I'm a Republican, but I think that same old trope needs to be thrown out the window because it's not going to get anyone any votes. Nobody really cares, I don't think. I don't think it's a big rallying cry, as you would say, Kate. I think there are other things that could be talked about that would have more merit. So he gets a plea deal. Yeah, what did we think was going to happen there? Boom, end of story. I like the way you think about fast-forwarding, looking ahead to the future. That's a growth mindset. Like, yeah, you're beating the same drum, beating it, beating it, beating it, beating it, beating it, beating it. And, you know, so what does it mean? Well, first of all, let's see what the judge says. Maybe the judge doesn't accept that plea deal, but I think the judge will. I'd be shocked and like left for words if that were to happen, because that wouldn't really jive with what you normally see. All right, so let's leave that there. Let's go, because we've talked about that. Let's go to this from Ryan. Hi, Kate. I've emailed you in the past. It's been a while. I listened to you in Iowa, and I loved when you talked about speaking in Iowa, Des Moines, a couple of years ago. I can only imagine that the people really, really loved you. You seem like you're from the Midwest. You have those down-to-earth values. But this isn't about flattering you. This is about the whole deal with the Saudis and the PGA, and what a slap in the face to those PGA players, tour players, who defended the tour, took less money, and then find out through a phone call that, or a text, or somebody else telling them that there was a deal that was cut with the Saudis. I can't just imagine how this is going to fly. I mean, isn't there something that can be done. I would be furious if I was Rory McIlroy or I was anybody else who stuck it out with the PGA and, you know, didn't get seduced by the Saudis and ignored all their human rights violations. You know, the we don't know the whole deal here because it's been a couple of weeks only, and you've got furious players. You have fans that are like, what's this about? You have lawmakers who are pushing legislation that are targeting the PGA's tax-exempt status, which they don't want that because that's a huge break. And in the middle of that, you've got these lawsuits that were just dismissed last week. But there's a lot to be sorted out. Because, first of all, the deal has to be approved by the PGA Tour's 11-member policy board. And then the Justice Department has to look at it, right? Because they were already looking at the PGA Tour for antitrust concerns. And then for the golfers, it's, you know, Tom Watson, the great Hall of Fame golfer, sent a letter to Jay Monahan, who is the tour commissioner, and the tour's policy board, criticizing the secrecy of the deal and saying the communication has been mishandled and the process by which the tour agreed on a proposed partnership with the Saudis was executed without due process. And he has a point. Absolutely has a point. I mean, come on, what due process was there? There was no due process. And that was the idea. I think the whole idea was, to me, Monahan, chicken. The typical chicken, like, I'm going to get hammered. This is going to happen, especially after the thing that I was saying. And now I have a medical emergency, and someone's going to, in on an interim basis, is going to fill in for me. And then I'm going to come back and deal with this when some of this dies down. Because he's going to be the chief executive of whatever this new operation is, according to this agreement. And I got to wonder what the board says. But it all comes down to money. And the fact is, the Saudis have massive amounts of gold. And the PGA Tour couldn't continue to fight them. And they didn't have the resources for that. And then they had the problem of now the players want bigger purses. They can't get that kind of money sponsorship-wise. There's only so much they can stretch, and I could go on and on. It was shocking. It really was because of the stance that they took. Whoops. We changed our mind. Oh. On second thought, it looks different from here. We move on. This is from Cal, and Cal says, hello, Ms. Delaney and listeners of America Tonight. I just love it when you talk to authors of all sorts from other countries and lots of them from here in the United States. In fact, so much it's prompted me, and I wanted to tell you this, and I wonder how many other people feel the same way, to write a book. I've had a detective novel that's been flying around my head, and I've written some things down, and my wife has been after me for a long time to put it together, and no matter what happens, if it sells a handful of copies, I want to get my story out, so I started writing, thanks to listening to the authors and hearing you. So appreciate it. I hope more people who have either a personal story to tell, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, I hope that they're encouraged too, and they put the pen to paper or jump on the computer, whatever it might be, whatever means, and they put their own stories out there. Bravo! I love it. I say this all the time, that I meet so many people that say, oh, I'm going to write a book, and they don't write the book. Well, yes, life pulls at you, kids, responsibilities, you know, juggling jobs, whatever it is. I mean, we can fill in the blank. But, you know, when you really want something, you just go for it. You figure out a way. I'm amazed at stories that people have told me and how much they've juggled single mothers with lots of kids, juggling jobs, finding a way to help get them through college, and people somehow finding a way in between all of that, writing books. So if you really want it badly enough, go for it. Find the time, figure out how you can write just a little bit each day. Remember, you can write me, so to speak, virtually, just by sending me your thoughts in the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or head of the man cave.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah,
for that little ditty.
Yeah.
As that goes around in my head. So, we are in the man cave, and check this out. Are you stunned by this? French authorities searched the headquarters of the Paris 2024 Organizing Committee. It's part of an investigation into corruption allegations. When have we heard about things like this and the Olympics and an Olympic committee? Of course. So, what do we know about it? We know that they had searches at multiple locations, including the headquarters in a suburb of Paris. The raids were part of a preliminary investigation into allegations of favoritism and conflicts of interest leading up to the games, which start a little more than a year from now, on July 26, 2024. They have stringent procedures and ethics committees get together with an audit committee to supervise the activities. Apparently, Paris 2024 is cooperating actively with the investigators to answer all of the questions. And the first investigation pertained to the alleged embezzlement of public funds, great, as well as favoritism and concealment of favoritism regarding an unspecified contract or contracts awarded by the Paris organizers. Like I said, when have we heard that before? The investigation started in 2017, the same year that the IOC, which is the International Olympic Committee, awarded the games, the Summer Games, to Paris. Every time I see the rings, I wonder what's behind them. You know, the overall budget for the Paris Games is about $8.2 billion. Is that crazy? $8.2 billion. So there's lots of money to be made. There's a lot of money going around, and it's not a surprise. I'm not surprised by it. Hey, speaking of money, what if you had season tickets for Inter Miami CF? Do you even know what that is? That's the, what we call, soccer team, professional soccer team in Miami, or as people in Europe call it, the football team. And this is a team that had some really good players on it, but it's in the bottom of the league. And suddenly they got one of the greatest players in the world, Lionel Messi. So Messi is going to suit up for Miami when he leaves Paris Saint-Germain. No formal contract has been signed, but he's going to sign it. They, you know, he stunned some people because he didn't go to the Saudi league for millions and millions of dollars, and instead he's going to play it for this team in Miami. He's one of the world's highest paid athletes, and for the sport, he's massively significant. So here's what's interesting. People got tickets for, you know, $50. Those $50 seats in July are going up to like $600, $700. I mean, really, the prices are through the roof for any of the games that he's going to be a part of, and he's going to be a part of it in July. So the magnitude of having him is significant, and it's significant for the entire football ecosystem in the United States. Soccer ecosystem in the United States, because he's going to make a big difference. He's just that kind of guy. It's like the Beckham effect in a different way. And how about that? Yeah, I think it's interesting that they got him. And part of the Beckham effect is Beckham, I'm sure, helped facilitate that because of the friendship the two of them have. All right, since we're going down this path of a little of this, a little of that when it comes to sports, I just was reading a story this morning about an LSU baseball team that, of course, they're in the middle of trying to win the men's college World Series, but there's another competition that's going on as a result of that. Rocco's Pizza and Cantina in Omaha is the home to the Jell-O Shot Challenge. How does that work? Fans of the eight teams that are in the Men's College World Series buy a Jell-O shot for $5. It counts as a point for each fan base. The fan base with the most points at the end of the tournament is declared the champion. The proceeds from each purchase going to food banks for all eight teams and the Heartland Food Bank in Omaha, which I think is, that's a good thing. And it's gotten more intense in the last couple of years because people are trying to break records. So you look at the board and you see how many Jell-O shots, and it's crazy. I saw the current Jell-O shot board. LSU is running away with it. 21,435 Jell-O shots. Do the math on that, people. $5 a Jell-O shot? Who has the least, at least according to, and that's going to change every day, but at least according to the board that I saw that's very recent, just taken the other day, Virginia has 569. They have the lowest. Stanford, pretty low too, 720, but nobody even comes close to LSU. So the Jell-O Shot Challenge was set last year when Ole Miss fans bought 18,777 shots, and now LSU has set the record. They just blew by that, right? So they came out in droves, and they amped it up. I mean, wow. And just seeing the amount of shots that are out there, I mean, just kind of, in a way, a brilliant promotion because of where the money goes to. But then I'm thinking in my head, ooh, how many people are doing those potent Jell-O shots? Hopefully they've got somebody driving them. Uber is your best friend, or Lyft, or your best friend who is not doing Jell-O shots is probably your best friend in that case. I'm just saying. If you have a little bit of money and you want to buy a minority stake in a NASCAR team, I got an opening for you. Joe Gibbs, well, maybe it's too late. I think he's actually already now, I just got word of this, sold a minority stake in his NASCAR team, and they're going to take ownership of it. You've got to think about this. To who has he sold it to? Apparently, he has sold it to some prominent members of the group awaiting approval to take over the ownership of the Washington Commanders. So that makes sense. Keep it all in the family, so to speak. And Gibbs has other things that he's working on. He's a limited partner in Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, pending approval by the NBA and the NHL. And that group owns the NBA's 76ers and the NHL's New Jersey Devils. And Josh Harris, the founder, is the head of the ownership group for the Commanders. So see how this all ties in? It does. It ties in pretty nicely, I would say. All right, let me squeeze in a couple of scores for you because, you know, we're done with the NBA for now, and we are done with the NHL. The victors have been crowned just, oh, what, a week ago, but it seems like it's been a longer time than that because of the way time moves. How about the Braves beating the Phillies 4-2? And, I mean, this is a big rivalry, right? Philly is 38-35 on the season. And the Braves picked up their 47th win. The red-hot Rays lost to the Orioles 8-6. It's interesting with the Rays because they're a team that somehow, even if they drop a couple back, they find ways to bounce back in this. Too bad they don't have a great fan base. Just not a lot of people come out to the Trop to see them. I think it's great to go see baseball that way. However you got to do it, professional baseball. Yankees knock it off the Mariners 3-1. Garrett Cole wagged a finger 15 times at Mariners manager Scott Servais and threw a pitch. Got a little bit upset. He can get hot under the collar for sure. Cardinals knocked off the Nationals. Cubbies blanked the Pirates. How about them Reds? Win streak now 10 by beating the Rockies 8-6. Music means I got to step out of the man cave and off these airwaves for this hour anyway. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.